The unfortunate thing is that I suppose the DUP's eye has been taken away from reigniting the government in the north of Ireland. I think the fact that they have some semblance of power, and I use that word advisedly, in Westminster, has led them to pull back to some degree. Listeners will recognise that about 3 months, 2 months ago, this side of Christmas, an agreement had been reached, and then the DUP leadership backtracked on that agreement. I think that Sinn Féin in particular are fully committed to resetting up the institutions in the north of Ireland. I think we need the same determination from the other parties. And I think that with a bit of good spirit, that any obstacles that remain, which I don't see where the obstacles are, because to go back to what I've just said, the DUP had signed off on resetting up the institutions and then back down again. So what we need is a bit of goodwill from the DUP, and we definitely need the institutions back up. In my mind, I think, as you rightly said, and as I alluded to earlier on, this is a very perilous time for Ireland, North and South, because of the whole Brexit issue. And we need to be working in concert to overcome the threat that comes to our economy, the threat to the Good Friday Agreement, and other fundamental threats that come from the possible hard Brexit. I just say this finally, an international agreement. This is not some hole-in-the-wall type of an agreement. This is an international agreement endorsed by both governments, commitments to by both governments. And my blood boils when I hear some Tory Brexiteers talking about the agreement has outlived its life.